Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Pam Danziger's here, too. Pam is one of our favorite folks in the brain trust. She's the president of Unity Marketing. She is such a prolific worker on helping you and me understand what the luxury customer is thinking about, what the high-end with people who have disposable income. They're not foolhardy. They don't throw their money around, but they do like nice stuff. And if you can be relevant to them, they'll do business with you. And Pam knows more about helping us do that than anybody. And but she's here today. One of the things we're going to talk about today is the aftermath of Small Business Saturday. Pam, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's great to be with you today. Yes, we're in the countdown to Christmas, and I worry that, you know, that maybe we'll do well this for December, but I think it may start to slow down in January. So
well, there are a couple of things.
Let's talk about that.
A couple of things going on, and it depends on when you say slow. It does seem like the economy may be slowing. They're actually projecting a weaker fourth quarter than the other three quarters in terms of the GDP. But we've also got the issue of local retail versus online retail, right? And that was the issue.
Right.
That was the issue of Small Business Saturday, wasn't it?
Yes. You know, there are two factoids that I want to share with you that I think are really important for us to be aware of. The first is that this year there were many fewer people shopping on Small Business Saturday than, say, in 2016.
And when you say shopping, you mean physically being there.
Yeah, physically outside shopping in those stores. And, you know, if you look at the history of it, and I'm wondering, you know, maybe Small Business Saturday has fatigued because, you know, when it was new, I think maybe 5 or 6 years ago it was new. So there was a lot of emphasis that local
businesses were putting on. You know, I never emphasize it. You know why? Because in my world, every Saturday is Small Business Saturday. It always kind of ticked me off that they – I mean, I know their heart was good, but to me, every Saturday is Small Business Saturday.
Oh, well, I agree with you. I mean, every day should be Small Business
Day.
Exactly. But the numbers, there were only about 104 million Americans that came out and shopped on this past Small mm-hmm. Business Saturday, which is the Saturday after Black Friday, which, you know, the Saturday after mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, compared to 112 million in 2016. So that is a significant drop.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm concerned about that. I mean, while, you know, we saw fewer people on the street, that there was a lot more people shopping on Small Business Saturday online. Sales grew about 26% mm-hmm. To about $3 billion.
And when
sales
people aren't shopping, they're not buying yogurt, they're not buying hamburgers, they're not buying Chick-fil-A, they're not dining at the pizza place, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, it all translates into sort of a fatigue when we look at the shoppers. And the other factoid, which I thought to me was like so important, and this came from a interview that one of the people that I follow, Oliver Chin, who works for Cowen, which is mm-hmm. a financial investment firm, he interviewed the director of research at the National Retail Federation, who said that up through early December, gift spending, people spending on gifts was actually down 7% this
wow.
year compared to last year.
Huh.
Now, and what that means to me is that people are shopping this holiday season, and everybody kind of figures we're going to do between 4 and 5% increase over last year. But people this year are shopping more, well, that what the gift spending says to me, people are shopping more for themselves than they are for gifts. which means to me that with buying up all these things that are on sale and taking advantage of all these promotions this year, this December, they're going to be their pent up demand is going to be completely satisfied when it comes to the new year. So I just
saying, yeah, and that's a good point. So what are you saying, that people are expecting to, you know, more and more people just give money? You know, I mean, the kids don't want me buying them stuff. They want to buy their own stuff. And so you give them a card, right, and you load up some money on a card and give it to them. Is that what you think is happening, part of it?
Well, no, I'm thinking that.
You think it's just selfishness?
It's exactly. Because, you know, for so long, people really, their incomes haven't been growing. And this new economy has, you know, stimulated income growth for, yeah, among Americans. So I'm just thinking that they're buying television sets, and they're buying new phones, new home decor, new things to decorate their homes. Much more spending on fashion this year, but it's for themselves. It's not for gifts.
Interesting.
So if they've got, you know, and they're taking advantage of huge discounts this year because it's a much more promotional Christmas.
The discounts came out early, didn't they?
Beg your pardon?
The discounts came out early this year, didn't they?
Oh, they did come out early, and they're steeper and deeper than they have been in previous years. So it just signals to me that people are buying all the stuff that they need and anticipate they need now, and when it comes to January, February, March, they're going to slow down. Their pocketbooks will be absolutely stretched to the breaking point. I mean,
right,
at least for middle class Americans. And they just aren't going to be out there spending. So I just see, I see a great cause for concern looking into what's going to happen next year, which is where we should be focusing on.
Of course, the first quarter retail is always a tough quarter anyway, because it follows the holiday.
It really is. It
follows the holiday season. And I remember I spent 9 years in retail in the early part of my life, and I remember the doldrums of the first quarter. But
right.
So I think you may be right, and of course we'll see. I think second quarter 2019 will be a test of whether the economy, of which trajectory the economy is moving in. Is it angling up or is it angling down? You know, I think.
And it all has to do with how people feel. I mean, it's like which is not something you can easily measure, but it's like how they feel, how much money they have to spend.
Another thing, Pam, which I'd like to talk about when we come back a little bit, in terms of your folks, is this housing situation. You know, the automobiles and housing have always been the foundation of the economy. Those things are changing, and I want to get your thoughts on that. We'll come back after the break. Pam Danziger, folks, Unity Marketing, unitymarketing.com is her website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.